This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Macomb gets 60 to 70% of its water from Spring Lake. The rest comes from a deep well. But the city administration plans to make a change and have Macomb get all of its water from deep wells. The plan includes construction of a new water plant that would filter water through a reverse osmosis system. The goal is to complete the project by 2027. Tri-State's Public Radio talked to Public Works Director Alice Ortman and City Administrator Scott Coker about the issue. Coker says the city has concerns about the continued use of surface water from Spring Lake.
So you think about in the last number of years, we've had these extreme rain events. And anytime you get several inches of rain, there's a lot of water that washes in with sediment and stuff into that watershed, which makes water treatment very difficult. I mean, we still provide quality water, but you have a lot of stuff coming into the plant that has to be taken care of. Also, over time, Spring Lake has silted in because of a lot of that sediment from the neighboring farm fields. So regardless, if we were to continue to use Spring Lake, we would have to clean it out. And that's a multi-million dollar project that we can go a different direction and not have that very inconsistent water source with sediment problems, where if you have deep wells, the water is very consistent, and you have an RO system that's treating it, cleaning it, and it's simpler to run than inconsistent surface water plant.
Is there an estimated cost for this changeover?
Yeah, there is. We're looking at probably around 20 to 25 million.
And would that cost be spread out over a number of years? And how would it affect water rates?
Well, it would be spread out over several years because of the process of getting the land and drilling the wells and building the plant. That will take several years to complete. We hope to fund it with an IEPA loan through the state. It will affect rates. We haven't gotten into the nuts and bolts of the rates yet, but there will have to be some impact on our rates.
And do you have a site?
We're still looking for a site. Ideally, the site will have access to a larger sanitary sewer main so that the discharge from the system will not overburden that, and as well as large water mains so that we can get the water out into the system.
So what's the next step in this process, and what are further steps in getting this project completed?
To me, it's a budgetary issue. How do we finance this, and how do what rates need to be put in place to support this? This absolutely is necessary to move forward so that we have a reliable, good water source for our community for several years into the future. So our next process is to nail down some more of the proposed rates, compare them to other rates, you know, in the area so that we know that we're comparable, and then take it to Public Works Committee, the council, for their approval once we present this water facility plan.
What happens to the current structure once the new one is built? Do you tear it down? Do you maintain it as a potential backup? Have you thought about what will happen to that building?
Not in great detail. I think there was some talk about maybe continuing to use parts of it that are in good shape for like storage for water main repair materials. I don't think that we'll be able to use it for backup, certainly not the surface water portion of it. There are certain parts of the building that will need to be demolished, but we're going to look at trying to repurpose some of it if we can.
Alice Ortman is Macomb's Public Works Director. City Administrator Scott Coker joined her in talking about plans for a new water plant. Coker says Macomb's current water plant dates back to the 1920s. Ortman says there is an aquifer under the city. She says pumping tests indicate it can provide an adequate amount of water for the community. This is Tri-State's Public Radio News.